Welcome back. Episode 215 of Insomni Radio Canada. I'm Chris, host, do-it-all person for the show. That's right, do-it-all person. Get the emails, search through the emails, pick out tracks, record the show, edit the show, mix the show, master the show, put it up on all the social medias, do the whole kit and caboodle. You know the routine. That's me. I do it all. So we started off our show with a track that came in for from our tour music. This would be Métis songwriter Mitchell McCoons and their track Changing Man. And it's written that formerly known as Mitchell Mosden's released 5 EPs under his legal name, accompanied by their own Western Canada tour early in 2021, and then decided to change his stage name to something that nodded to his Ojibwe heritage. The new last name, McCoons, is a word that means little bear or bear cub. So, that's kind of cool. But if you enjoyed that track, definitely go check out more of their stuff and their previous recordings. And of course, all over in the show notes, there'll be all that fun stuff that you can go do that, right? Right. So, you know, I thought you needed some new summer music. That's why we're back for a show. And hopefully you guys enjoy all the tunes we lay out for you this week.
Never seem to understand why you need me as your hand. What a way to go. It's a monkey show. We could try and take a chance, but you'd rather make me dance. Now it plague my soul. There's nowhere to go. What's my line? Where's my stage? Hit my mark on this little piece of tape. Having a breakdown, it's always a shakedown.
To Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
Bones, I feel it in my bones, I feel it in my bones, oh Lord. Bones, I feel it in my bones, I feel it in my bones, oh Lord. I don't wanna go down. Fly.
two more tracks. What do you think? Anything there tickle your fancy? We started off with a group hailing from Guelph, Ontario, the Royal Castles. They are Katrin Swaitsky. I'm sorry, I'm really, really bad with names. Jordan Gabriel and Al Johnson. Together they blend riffy guitar licks, woolly bass, and ear-candified harmonies to create their own sound of nostalgic but contemporary grouch power pop. The band's sophomore album, Just the Hits, was released in 2021 and recorded at North Princess Studios with Zane Whitefield. If you enjoyed those tunes, please go check out their stuff. I know this EP entitled Single Nights was due out April 19th, and I believe this track was called Stage Fright. So maybe it tickled your fancy. Maybe you should go check them out. There'll be links in the show notes to at least one of their social medias. And then our second track there was The Neighborhood Watch. It's a story-driven blend of folk and indie rock, pulls on personal experiences with chronic illness, and expresses the story in a way that resonates with people who are struggling with all kinds of illness, mental or physical. The Toronto band's upcoming fourth album is a meditation on family illness and loving what life gives you nonetheless. Yes, words are very hard. Their new single, Bones, was inspired by the fun garage rock-inspired indie rock anthems that have become popular across Spotify in the last few years. The Backseat Lovers, Briston Maroney, like I said, I have a hard time with names, and some earlier Cage the Elephant tracks served as major musical inspirations. So, if you enjoyed that one, it tickled your fancy, perhaps you should go check out more of their stuff. Again, links in the show notes over on the webpage. Go check them out. We got three more tracks for you tonight, so let's get to the next two.
There may be more than meets the eye. When I met you, you made me see the truth of something you said to me. Don't matter who you are, headline to the bread line, it's not very far. Don't matter who you are, you might want a famous name, you might have to play. We'll be right back.
stars are shining.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast, and when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Maybe one of those two tracks tickled your fancy. Who knows? We'll find out if somebody ever sends you any feedback. So we had there the Puka Orchestra and the award-winning Canadian new wave band based in Toronto. In Canada in the 1980s and 90s, becoming an important and relevant contributor to the Queen Street music scene of that era. After a long hiatus, they have completed their new album in 2023, Chaos Has Come Again. I love that title. Of reworked, remixed, and remastered tracks from its two prior recording sessions that never saw proper light of day. The album was mastered posthumously after the death of Graham Williamson in 2022, the voice and writer of the Puka Orchestra. Released by Pacemaker Cadence Records, Chaos Has Come Again includes liner notes by Alan Cross. And if you're Canadian, you know who Alan Cross is. If you don't, you need to go look up Alan Cross. Trust me, it's worth your time. Besides the obvious truism that every human life is important, part of the inspiration for the single Every Man and Woman is a Star, there's an astonishing fact that stars go supernova and are responsible for creating many elements in the periodic table, including those that make up the human body. The song also draws inspiration from Graham's desire to seek opportunities to play music. So, hopefully that tickled your fancy. If not, you've got some homework to do, maybe, and go check out and figure out who Alan Cross is. Right? Okay. Then we had a track that I just grabbed tonight to fill in the gaps in the show. We have the Vanniers. Vanniers? Vanniers. Love when they produce... See, words are hard. Love when they include a little thingy that tells you how to phonetically pronounce something. They are a Toronto-based rock trio formed in 2016 by Diego Paz, who plays bass guitar and vocals, Alex Icabellis on guitar, and Nick Donato on drums. I'm sorry, guys, if I got any of those wrong. Known for delivering scorching live performances and dazzling the crowds, they've become a staple in the Toronto music scene, celebrated for their high-octane shows and catchy tunes. So this is their track, The Dog, and maybe you guys liked it. Which, you know, brings us to one last track from a band I have played many times before. And, you know, this track should not come as a surprise to anybody that I decided to grab it and play it this show, because they're that kind of band. Now I'm just going to find the email. There it is. All right, so you guys know this band. Played them before. Really hope to catch one of the shows at some point in time. This would be the Ontario rock trio, The Dirty Nil. That's right, The Dirty Nil, folks. We've played them before. And a reflect on a new single, Am I the Menace? Ontario Juno Award-winning rock trio, Dirty Nil, are sharing Am I the Menace, taken a new cut from their Free Reign to Passion Deluxe, which was released on April 4th via Dine Alone Records. So, if you like the Dirty Nil, and I know most of my listeners who have ever passingly given me feedback, this has never been a band that anybody's complained about, so you guys must enjoy it. Hopefully you guys enjoy this track, and I will catch you whenever I get around to recording the next show, which could be tomorrow, or it could be in 2 months. I don't know. Think life is a fickle thing, and I'm not always in the mood to record. So hopefully it'll be sooner than later, and, you know, maybe somebody wants to give me a hand doing show stuff. It pays absolutely nothing, but you get to enjoy lots of great music. So we'll catch you on the next show. Enjoy this last track, and stay cool this summer.